You ever see a bodybuilder at the gym? That's exciting, right? I always get nervous. I'm like, do you live here? Are you lifting the weights or eating them? How'd you get like that? Now, when I say bodybuilder, I'm not talking about somebody who's muscular. I'm talking about the guys that have gotten so big, people are afraid to tell them it looks weird.
What do you think of that?
It's great. It's perfectly normal.
I'm not too muscular.
No, no. Do you want money? Please don't kill me. You ever see those bodybuilding events on ESPN? The guys are up there like, ah! And everyone in the audience is like, yay, yay! Clap of the macho, we'll tear off our arms. What are those people doing in the audience? Why are they there? It's way better than a movie, huh? I like the guy with the big muscles who is flexing who looks exactly like the 10 other guys with the big muscles who are flexing. I wonder what this next guy's gonna do. You think he's gonna flex? Because that's all they do. They go up there and they flex. You know, there's no talent portion. Never see a bodybuilder playing the harp or anything. Because those poor guys can't bend their arms like that. He's gonna get his ass kicked for this joke. I'm jealous, you know. I am jealous of bodybuilders, because even if I did work out a lot, I know I would never achieve the title of Mr. Universe, which is the highest accolade you can receive in bodybuilding. Really, Mr. Universe? Shouldn't we have consulted other planets about this? We have the audacity to decide who Mr. Universe is, and we pick someone who probably can't name the planets in our solar system. Think about it this way. The president of the United States is selected by an electoral college based on popular vote. The secretary general of the United Nations is chosen by a community of countries. Mr. Universe. Five Italian guys from Long Island that sell exercise equipment. Mr. Universe. Schwarzenegger, Arnold, he was Mr. Universe a couple times. You think he ever viewed being governor as kind of a step down?
This is so easy. I used to rule the entire solarverse. One measly state. I can't believe he's doing an impression of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Why is it everyone in the world can do an impression of Arnold? Yet he can't do an impression of someone that can pronounce the word California.
Got it. Got, this is so hard. We need water.
It would be weird to have that on your resume, right?
Oh, I see here in 2006, you were Mr. Universe.
You know, here you're just going to be a bouncer. If you want, you could be Mr. Bouncer. Or Mr. Bounciverse. Please don't kill me.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Remember this band?
Not really.
When they were good anyways. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce here on MoreLikeRadio.com.
It is Tuesday, April 14th, 2015. Our number is 954-573-2780. I am Joel Dutch Van Marine here with Royce Lopez.
Hello.
Marie Lopez.
Hello.
Jim Heil.
Hello.
And Sherry Dahl.
Why are you mad at me?
I just wanted to say that right before we went on the air just to freak you out. Is anybody else on? Is Sean? No?
No.
No, okay. they don't have internet yet.
They don't have internet yet?
No, they moved to a new place. They don't have internet yet.
Oh, okay.
It was 2 weeks ago, so, you know, that's a normal amount of time.
That's the first thing that I schedule. Like when we bought this house, once we had the house, like, okay, when are we moving in? Okay. Hey, Comcast, I need internet this day.
Like, anytime I've moved, and you guys know I never, like, have my lease go up more than a year. I never renew. I'm always moving from place. I always make sure I have internet the day before I move into my next place.
And it's funny because Sean was the one that became the de facto person uploading all the shows. Mm-hmm. And since he doesn't have internet, obviously, because, you know, he's with D, he can't. So now I added more work to my goddamn plate. Now I've been uploading all the shows. So that's great. So get fucking internet because I'm sick of working so goddamn hard.
You want to talk about it?
I am talking. That's literally what I'm doing right now.
You want to talk about war?
No, it's about the extent.
Yeah, I don't want to. This is
coming from this. Yeah, I'm tired of it. You know what I'm going to do? I know what I'm going to do, Dutch. I'm going to leave. I'm going to start my own radio show. And then I'm going to complain about you on my radio show. And then you're going to complain about me on your radio show. And then we're going to have Mitch in the middle. It's going to be great radio.
Sounds like the MLR.
I'm not talking to you about this.
Edge fight. Oh, wait. Oh, you're talking about. Oh.
Listen.
Okay.
Is this the red show?
I
don't know who we're talking about anymore. There's been so many of them.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not. I kind of want to bring this up because we have to talk about it at this point because. You heard the whole being Anthony fallout. Right?
Well, people have been posting all over YouTube. I haven't had XM in a while.
Neither have I.
When I'm on a business trip, and I'll get a car that has XM. I'll listen to them. But
yeah, I haven't listened in a long time. But the only show I even listen to on XM is or Sirius, whatever it's called now, and I listen to it on YouTube is E-Rock Show. But that's about it. And like I said, I love E-Rock, but I'm not going to pay for satellite.
He would tell you to do the same thing.
Well, yeah, that's why he sends me the YouTube link when it goes up.
Of course he does. You're blowing up a spot now.
I mean, that's why the fucking stupid pirates out there, fucking pirates, bro. They're terrible.
Yeah, anyway. It's not Nagel, it's them.
Yeah, fucking whatever. Anyway, apparently.
Let's be honest here. I mean, like, you know, we got a huge bump in the show when you guys first did Live from the Compound, however many years ago it was.
Absolutely.
You guys were at Anthony's house. I mean, you know, it seems silly if we didn't mention it, I guess.
I listen to both. Like,
we're not a fanboy show. I mean, obviously, we actually go out of our way not to talk about anything that they do, and we intentionally don't listen to them so we don't sound like them.
As a matter of fact, it's funny. After listening, I haven't heard either one. By the way, side comment. I haven't listened to Opie for real in about 4 or 5 years now. Maybe 4 or 5 years. But I listened to it for the first time in forever because I had to figure out what this is about. And fucking Opie sounds wrecked and old, man. He sounds old. Like, he sounds like he has aged horribly. And I'm not even saying that. And I'm not, by the way, it's nothing to do with him. I'm just saying he sounds old now, you know?
The same thing happened to Howard. Mm-hmm. Like, after a while, you just kind of lose a luster, but you're getting paid 7 figures to do something. It's like, whatever. Fuck it.
I mean, we'll go really quick. At this point, I mean, not maybe less than 50% of people even that listen to us listen to that show anymore. That's a different demographic now, but us and them. But 50% of their fans left and split like fucking Civil War. But anyway.
I saw all that unfold on Twitter. It was weird.
It was actually funny. Like, I was laughing really hard because, you know, after all these years, you could say whatever the fuck you want about Howard. But at the end of the day, he keeps his house clean, you know, like. You could say whatever you want. He's a dick and he's all those damn things.
Yeah, not necessarily, though. I mean, like, look what happened, like, when Jackie the Joke Man left or when Bob Levy left. I mean, for good reason.
I'll tell you what happened. He got paid $500 million. That's what happened. So, yeah, he fucking fails upwards, apparently. But anyway, I mean, it was just this whole fallout.
It's weird. Here's the thing, though. Like, with that whole, just the whole Kumia and the ONA split or whatever. Like, apparently they've hated each other for a while and they still were able to come into work. Like, dude, if I hated you, I couldn't come on here and act like I was friends with you and do a show every day. Like, those would be weird. Well, you know what I mean? Like, actually hate you.
Oh.
Well, I mean, this is a bit.
Tolerate you.
Are you trying to tell me something, Mitch?
I said I tolerate you. You're an okay human being. You're funny.
I gave you the job, you piece of shit. By the way, thanks for doing another previously on. This is 4 weeks in a row. You haven't done one yet, you dickhead.
Well, counterpoint. Thanks for making a new intro for Hippo Juice, Dutch.
I didn't know. I defend
Mitch. Murder.
I thought we were farming this out to the interns.
No. Excuse me. We farmed out the Dutch and Royce intro. We never farmed out the Hippo Juice intro. So if we're going to be correct.
We farmed it out and nobody's ever made one.
Well, you know, how about this? How about just fucking make one?
How about I'm in my busy season and you don't do anything?
You've been
how about
in your
that?
Busy season
every
for the past 5 years.
Every month is your
busy
season. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Okay, see, now you made it weird, Sherry. Me and him are trying to have a fight because that's apparently what you do to radio now. If you're listening to these people, we're going to get huge. No, but anyway,
I do
Dutch,
love a good fight. But
I know, and that's the thing.
Nothing's better than listening to that. It's so cringeworthy. You're just like,
Listen to both sides, and I'm not even, you know, I don't give a shit. I don't even fucking sit there, and I don't give a shit who was right, who was wrong, because probably if you hear both of them, probably just these horrible, shitty things. But the saddest part to me is seeing like the death throes of a show that used to be hip and for the young people, and now it's just these old men yelling at each other.
Could somebody please explain what actually happened?
Well, you know how Anthony got fired. It was that people know this because it was all over Fox News and fucking everywhere. He got fired because he was
in July.
He made some racist tweets about somebody. And they fired him.
Yeah, this woman black woman who punched him in the face, and then he got all pissed off about it and fired off all the kinds of shit
now,
on Twitter.
Now, if we're going to be honest,
and fired him. I thought it was a dumb thing because he said just the exact same stuff on the air.
Yeah, but to be fair, SiriusXM firing you is like SiriusXM firing you. It doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. Because in about 1 year, they're going to be owned by 3 subsidiaries of a Taiwanese company and sold off to an offshore drilling thing. So it doesn't really matter.
They're getting completely dwarfed by podcasts.
Joking aside, they're fucking getting decimated. But what was I going to say? No, but it doesn't matter who's... It was just sad, like, hearing these people fight. And I think one side of it, Anthony wanted to hash it out on air, but Opie wanted to do it behind the scenes and yada, yada, yada.
And but, I guess, like, you know, like, they haven't really been friends. They were friends at one point, and then they stopped being friends and were only, like, professional. And then
1999, apparently. We've been doing...
I don't know the dates. Yeah, no, all I know
That's what Opie said. I was listening to the piece of it. He said it was since 1999, apparently, they had a big fight or a big issue. And they had a big fight. What happened was, I think it had to do, Opie made fun of Ant's girlfriend at the time or some bullshit. Or not made fun of her, but apparently Ant's girlfriend was hanging out at the studio all the time and Opie got pissed. But since 1999, apparently they haven't liked each other. They haven't really been friends. They don't even talk off air. So I want to put it to you this way. We have been doing radio 8 years. In those 8 years, they haven't even been friends. I think Opie said something like he's never seen his house or even seen his daughter. Like, it's really weird. But anyway, Opie started crying at the end. It was really awkward.
Jesus.
Yeah,
I didn't listen in that long.
It was awkward.
I need to listen to the end of it now.
But I knew that
like a Fez kind of cry.
No, you know, just choked up.
By the way, that actually hurt me a lot more than the ONA split was the run of Fez split.
Yeah,
that was sad.
Okay, but I seriously like have not paid attention to anything. So how did all of this come about, and why are they simultaneously happening?
It came
at the
about
same time?
Because when Anthony left the show, Anthony started doing his own show. In his compound, a podcast where he started charging people a pay rate to do a monthly charge to watch
apparently
his
he's
show.
Making hand over fist.
He's making
him.
Good money. But
he has the right model. We're not doing it right.
Yeah. So
doing it wrong.
Anyway.
Well, I mean, he had a huge fan base.
Come on, that's not fair. But
you're doing it wrong.
He left. He started his own thing, and apparently, he went on air and started ranting and being pissed off because. It had to do with Anthony didn't think Opie fought hard enough for him when he was fired and yada, 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 all that bullshit.
Seems like a lot of their issues could have been settled over a phone call.
Yeah, and even Opie admitted that. And I'll give him that. Even fucking, I think Jim was in the middle because he still does both shows. He said, like, you know, no, E-Rock is the one that said it. E-Rock said, do you think maybe if you would have met him or supported him after he got fired and gone to his house, then maybe this would have been resolved? And Opie's like, it probably would have been. You know, he was very self-aware. Like, it's tough to be mad when people are admitting their fucking mistakes. Like, you know, You're like, well, at least the guy's being honest, you know?
Right.
But whatever. We don't talk more about it. I just thought it was interesting seeing people that have been on the radio for so long. Like, I mean,
it'd be
it was,
like if, yeah, if like Robin got fired and Howard yeah. and Robin didn't really say anything about it right. for like however many months went by. And it's then weird. All of a sudden now they're mad at each other. It's like a weird yeah. thing.
But whatever. I mean, I don't really care. And honestly, if I had to pick, and it has nothing to do with facts or nothing to do with anything else, but it's only because I think I feel more with what Opie had to deal with more. I feel like I felt bad for Opie more only because he made one comment that I think I could relate to and all of you will agree with, that he says that on air, he would get a lot of shit for always losing his mind and screaming. And he said he would get really mad, though, because it would be like Anthony doing things or behind the scenes, like always showing up like really late or missing shows like without notice and all this shit, and it would dry. Then Opie would look like
the sounds familiar.
Exactly, Opie would look like the crazy person on air. You know,
you losing your mind. And
yeah, and then everyone's like, exactly. So I felt bad. I'm like, oh god, I know what it feels like to lose your mind like that. And everyone looks at you like you're the crazy one, and then you're the crazy one.
Roy's so fucking mad tonight. What a dick.
Yeah, I know. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And then you're like, what fucking what? Yeah.
Did Dutch bring the fun back already?
Yeah, exactly.
Meanwhile, it's all my fault.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought it was funny. Yeah. We don't have to talk more about it. I mean, I don't really think, like I said, at this point, fucking half of our fans don't even shit about them anymore. And I'm not even insulting them. I'm just saying we have, it's a different demographic. So
don't be wrong, man. They were probably one of the better radio shows I've ever. And you know me, I yeah. listen to all different types of radio, anything from sports talk, political talk, to whatever. I just like talk radio. And as far as the comedy genre goes, they were one of the better ones out there. So, oh, well, they're gone.
Not as good as us, so.
Oh, we're the best.
Yeah, we are. But I'm also going to leave you.
You're going to leave me?
Yeah, I'm going to go start a show called The Sugar Lounge with Nick. And it is going to be good.
I tried to Facebook him the other day. He will not even return my
why
messages.
Is he so why mad not? At you still? Is a Coke making him paranoid?
I don't know. Dude, that was so long ago when he was doing Coke. I don't even know if he does that anymore, but. Do you remember that hot blonde girlfriend he had who was on the air with us when I was doing the show with him?
Dutch, first off, let me go back.
She apparently is like a famous person now.
Let me go back to the Coke thing real quick. First off, I know people that do a lot of Coke, and just by looking at him, he's a person who does a lot of Coke.
How many years ago was this?
Okay, I still follow him on Facebook. He still does a lot of coke, pretty sure. No one has a pencil thin mustache like that and doesn't do coke, Dutch. Nobody.
He doesn't return my messages.
Well, you know, probably because you fucking, what names did you call him?
I just, well, it's just the awkward way of the way I broke up with him on the air. Mm-hmm. I need to find the audio of that and replay it. That was really, anyways, what did you guys do this weekend?
This weekend, not a lot.
Really lazy. Went to sleep early pretty much every night. Not a lot of fun happened this weekend.
No.
Just tired.
Just cooked a lot.
Cooked, slept. I'm a boring weekend for us.
Yeah. You?
I made cotton candy for a bunch of early elementary school kids.
Stop touching children.
I didn't touch them. This was my nephew's birthday party.
Stop it.
I like how you say it like as if like you've... I've told you this 1,000 times.
Oh my
Stop
God.
Doing
Do not give candy to children.
So my brother like rented a cotton candy machine, and I was the only person who's ever actually seen somebody do it before. So I got, don't ever make cotton candy because I look like I had blue cum all over me. By
Dutch,
the end
here's
of the night.
Thing. You never have to worry.
It gets
Hold
everywhere.
On. Dutch, thank God you said don't ever make cotton candy because I was dreaming one day of doing it. I've never ever thought of, oh,
you don't have nieces and nephews?
No.
No. Well,
no, I don't.
And if you do, you probably won't want to see
them. Yeah. But even if I did, I would, yeah, exactly. I'm not a, what you call a kid person. So
you kind of have nieces and nephews, right?
What do you mean, kind of?
Yeah, adopted almost, right?
I know what you guys are referring to, but no.
You guys are being a bunch of, you know what? I think you
should just accept them for who they are.
No.
Jehovah's Witnesses are still people too.
Unvaccinated weirdos.
If they don't accept me.
Honestly, is it the worst part about the whole situation is I could even put up with the stupid Jehovah's Witness thing to a point. But I can't deal with the lunacy of not vaccinating your kid. Like that's what put me over the edge, I think. I'm like, this person's a crazy person.
Jehovah's Witnesses pull a Jenny McCarthy?
No, Jehovah's Witnesses don't. Dumb sluts do.
Oh. I thought I would let that. It's your brother's wife or whatever.
Yeah, well, what do you do? What do you do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? That you know the sad part, Dutch? I haven't talked to him in... How long has it been, Marie?
Since they ended their show on More Like Radio.
No, even before... I haven't talked to him in a social manner since...
Oh, social manner? Since the wedding. Over a year ago.
Almost a year.
Really?
Yeah, it's been almost a year. Wow.
Sad.
Yeah, well... I know. It's really sad for you.
You have a
it is for me. I love that guy.
What are you going to do?
Even though he is your brother, I like him more than you at this point.
I don't blame you, but at least I don't have kids to fuck up.
That's for sure.
On the upside, the only person I'm fucking up is my goddamn self.
I'm
bringing chip bags into the world to also fuck up. Oh, good. Now the whole school has the measles. Great. Thanks. Way to fucking rock it, slut.
Jesus.
You fucking, this bitch, and by the way, you know me, I have nothing against tattoos. I think some tattoos are fucking hot, but this is what bothers me. This bitch is worried about fucking vaccinations, and she has more fucking prison tattoos than a fucking Taiwanese fucking, locked up abroad Taiwanese.
I'm not going to comment on bad tattoos.
No, well, okay, ghost baby, that's all I have to say. What?
I still get uncomfortable by it.
Why? At this point, it doesn't matter. You don't care.
I guess. It's just...
Sherry likes it.
I feel like she's listening.
Yeah, she can't be listening right now.
I know.
She's too busy not vaccinating her kids.
That was a weird thing, is that, like, I think she's taken over, like, all of his social media accounts, everything, because every time I try to like email him or whatever, I get nothing back, which I've never had that happen before.
Oh, and it's always
like
does.
Cordial. I'm not like saying, oh, your wife's coming. It's like, hey, buddy, how you doing? You're like, it's that kind of shit.
And the only thing that he ever posts is stuff that it eerily looks like his wife took. Like, it's all like, I love my wife so much. My wife is so beautiful. And then he frosted his tips. Like, he looked, did you see his picture when he frosted his tips? Like, you saw it, right?
When he was in eighth grade?
No, he frosted his tips recently.
Like, in the last month.
Yeah, he did, like, well, wasn't frost, what was it? It was
back streets, back, all right!
He looked like he was turning into a fucking, like, supersonic. Like, he collected all 7 Chaos Emeralds.
Oh, my God. Because
his hair was straight up and just fucking blonde. I was like, what has happened to my brother? Like, I don't even know. This is a kid who was always the smartest and I will even admit it, the funniest guy in the room. Like, I don't know what happened. I have no idea.
Good pussy.
She was 9 months pregnant when they started dating.
Exactly. Pregnant pussy's awesome.
What? 9 months, though?
No. Yes. What?
Oh, God, Dutch.
No.
Hey, guys, are you interested in having an airbrush tanning party?
Yes. An airbrush tanning?
Yes, get a $10 tan and the host gets a free tan. That's $72 value.
Are you trying to sell me some pyramids? You're
truly Leia Lopez.
Is she doing?
Oh, I get it.
Is
now.
She doing a tanning pyramid scheme, Sherry?
It's a tanning party. It's not a pyramid scheme. It's a party.
It sounds like a terrible party.
Let's party.
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Mr. Chris?
First off, why does she need a spray tan? She's really dark already.
She's really African American.
And they live in Georgia, not Alaska. They get sun year round. Go outside.
I don't know if it's for her. It's for the people she's selling it to.
Okay, they could go outside.
Albinos, things like that. Albinos, they're not allowed to go outside.
No.
What? You have a thing against albinos now? First, it's manatees. Now it's albinos.
Yeah, albino manatees are the bane of my goddamn existence.
Speaking of which, have you seen that manatee video of that girl?
And that's what I posted. I shared it and I said,
"Can you pull it up? Can you please play it? It's the funniest."
I'll find it. I shared it.
That dumb drunk college bitch.
I shared it and I even said, "I told you they're fucking out to get us." Now, people that listen to this show know something very well about me. I fucking hate manatees.
He has a huge problem with manatees
because they're fucking layabouts. And I think they're out to get us. They're fucking, they're growing their numbers, getting protected, and they're going to kill us all. Manatee girls.
Is that what it is now? Gear? You kind of switch from them being just dumb sea cows that do nothing to now.
Hello, conspiracy theory. Yes. They're dumb sea cows who are plotting to kill us by they're playing manatee. Like, instead of playing possum, here. Bitches in the water.
Where is it? Where? Oh,
it's just
God!
A manatee. curses out a fucking who bleeps out a cell phone?
Who curses out a bleep? You're right.
Ah, shut up, Dutch. Dutch, fuck. I get all flustered when manatees are around. You know me. I can't even talk right. I cannot take
manatee.
It.
That's a good one.
Cannot
I like
take it.
Next time you flub, just be like, I am manatees.
Fucking manatees.
Oh my god! Get me out of here!
Her friends just egging her.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I see it! It's right next to me!
Why is she freaking out?
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I'm calling bullshit.
I don't know, man. Like, you want me? I think it's like she's aware the thing can't hurt her, but she's probably afraid of large things no. that are in the wild. No.
You know, can I swim away from it then?
Can I explain why? Because right. I'm just realizing right now, at least if I'm looking at this right, she's filming this herself on one yeah. of those selfie stick cameras.
Well, her friends probably, you know, gave her like a selfie thing. Just go in and go pet it. And she's like, no, I don't want to. Like,
if she was scared, if I was that scared of something, I would throw the selfie stick. If it was a great white and I was scared, I would throw the selfie stick as far as humanly possible or start beating it with it. No, I wouldn't sit there and film myself.
She has the same fear of manatees the way I have a fear of dragonflies. I know they can't hurt me, Dutch, but I'm petrified of the thing.
But you know what I hate second most after manatee? Basic bitches. And this video has two things I hate. Manatees and a basic bitch.
So you like the video then?
I love it.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Why did it? Ah! Look at that! Look at it! I'm gonna touch it! I'm gonna... Oh my god, it's huge! Oh my god! It's freaking
big! Oh! Am I the only one that hopes it ends? This video ends with her drowning and just dying?
I need to use that as a sound clip. I'm gonna touch it. I'm like, oh my god, it's huge.
I think it's fake.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm
wrong. It when I first saw
maybe
it.
I'm jaded. Maybe I'm jaded, and maybe I just think everything on the internet's fake at this point because 90% of things are.
There's another thing that people are calling fake is the Dennis Quaid freakout is similar to that of Christian Bale when he flipped out on the set.
Oh yeah.
Have you heard it?
I saw it, and I think it's fake too.
I don't know.
Maybe not, because we did play that video of him having sex with his wife. Remember?
No, that's Randy Quaid. This is Dennis Quaid, as in...
Really? I keep forgetting which Quaid is the fucked up one. I apologize.
This isn't the fucked up one. This is actually the level-headed one. That's, here, hold on. Listen to this.
What the fuck? Keep going. I am acting here.
I got it. I got the video.
What the fuck?
Oh, you had
going.
The video?
Go ahead. I am acting here, and this dickhead wanders onto my set. I can't even get a line out until Dopey the Dick starts whispering in your ear...
Dopey the Dick is a very good insult. Bravo, Dennis.
You're not even watching anymore.
Dennis.
Don't fucking Dennis me. I am doing my job here. I am a pro. This is the most unprofessional set I have ever been on. This is horse shit.
He's really
mad. Oh, horse shit.
I will not apologize for my tone tonight.
Good for you. I've got these fucking zombies over here that I have to look at. I have a bunch of pussies staring at me, and this fucking...
And I'm in the middle like, what do you want from me?
Baby! This is garbage! Blow me!
Classic Quaid walkout.
Here's the thing, though. Like, what does he stand to gain from having this go out there,
everything.
Even if it is fake? You know what I mean? Like, Dennis Quaid's not the
millions
kind
of
guy who pulls
dollars.
A ruse on people. Like,
pussy.
This was like Jimmy Kimmel, I'd understand,
Power.
But not Dennis Quaid.
He's running for president. Sorry, I was speculating on things he could have benefited from.
You know what's funny?
Because when you say Dennis Quaid, normal people say who?
If you know what it is, after doing something like that, you still are the most sane Quaid. He still is by leaps and bounds. He just had a bad day. Like I always get a little on the fence about these videos of actors freaking out because I think to myself. I'm a normal goddamn person, and I freak out sometimes. Like, and if somebody filmed me in my worst moment, but you know, everybody has a goddamn bad day, and sometimes there are pussies you have to work with, and sometimes people are dicks, and you get mad at them. So,
yeah, I was listening to Jay Moore on his sports radio show.
More like Jay Less.
And he, no, it was terrible. And he, he brought up the point today when he was talking about it, because all his producers thought it was fake. And he's like, no, dude, he's like, think about it. He's like, I've been on sets where the director's telling me to do the same take 20 plus times. I go to do it again. And apparently, you know, one of the other guys comes over, starts talking to him. The director isn't even paying attention to the take I'm doing at this point, turns around to talk to the other guy. And it's like, well, then what the fuck are you telling me to do another take for if you're not going to pay attention to it? Which I guess is what he freaked out about. So.
But he seems so fun-loving with on the Ellen Show when he does all those fun pranks.
What was the movie, like the family fun movie, like the baseball movie that he's like known for?
Oh, Schindler's List.
That's not a baseball movie, Royce.
Are you sure?
What the fuck is it?
Oh, the which one? The family-friendly one?
The Rookie?
No, the Rookie. There you go. Yeah, there's one. Yeah. And then he's the coach in Remember the Titans. He's been in a lot of stuff.
If there was only some sort of internet movie database that we could check to see what he was in.
But it's more fun to speculate.
Not really. It's more fun to know.
And knowing's half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
poor Dennis. Sherry's still stuck on posting pictures of Ryan's wife.
I'm trolling now.
Yes, you are.
You're a goddamn troll.
And no, that's not a mohawk. That's like the half-shaved head thing.
That is the new thing these days. I've never really got that. Yeah, the half-shaved thing, the Demi Lovato.
I guess it's for girls who are too lazy to do the full head of hair. Like,
that is a commitment, though, to just shave that little part of your head. Like,
not really. I would imagine if you just get some clippers, you just kind of buzz it.
Well, I know, but it's just like... Everything. If you're doing the whole thing, then you can grow it out and do, you know, different phases of your hairstyle. This one, it's like you got to stick with this for a while now.
Yeah. What you're saying is you shave your head. It's going to take a while for it to grow back. So if you look like shit with the shaved head, you're going to look like shit for a while.
I got very lucky. And actually, I found out that the reason, like when people shave their heads, you know how some people have perfectly, like me, I have a perfectly round head and some people have like that point in the back. I found out that it has to do with the fact whether you were natural birth or whether you were a C-section.
Yeah, if you had like tongs that went in and squeezed your soft little doughy head.
No, yeah,
out.
For real. You permanently have like a lump. Well, not a lump, but you know what I mean. It's not a per. I was a C-section.
I think a resident nurse might know a little bit. Grab the mic.
Who's this? There's a nurse there?
Oh,
she doesn't know anything.
Kelsey. Else. Oh, Kelsey, you mean here?
Oh, you mean your slut girlfriend?
My slut girlfriend.
I mean, hi Kelsey.
Since when did I become a slut?
I don't know. How old are you?
How long 29. Were you dating Joel?
Well, there's your answer.
I'm a slut for Joel.
Well, it's still slut. I was still right.
I guess you're right.
Anyway, so is there any truth to that? Like, are their heads that doughy when you pull them out?
Well, your head's doughy no matter what. But yes, whether it's vaginal or C-section, your head comes out different. And C-section babies have rounder heads.
Really?
Yeah, because they didn't get squeezed out the vaginal canal.
Okay. Well, I just figured that, like, you know, it's if it's all soft and, you know...
You guys, it, like, you're getting harden, me wet.
Like after, so you're saying that I should, if I want to form my child's head within the first 3 minutes, if it comes out, I got to like do like a Play-Doh kind of thing.
I'm talking about in 48 hours of life. I don't know about Royce's theory of like being an adult and it being still round.
Right. Well, no, you're talking about people.
But think about it does make sense. Think about this for a second. All babies, you obviously, you know this, but they have the soft spot, right? So when they're coming out. When they're coming out, and yes, she said sometimes you talk to it will maybe permanently affect the shape of it until the heart. If you have a C-section, there's not that pressure of it coming out because the vagina does expand, but I'm sure you've seen it firsthand, that it probably puts some pressure on that soft spot of the head, no?
Correct. That's why you have the sutures, is so that the sutures aren't infused at the time of birth, so the skull can overlap each other when it comes out, and that's how you get the cone head. Is because the tissue comes out.
Nah, you get a cone head when Dan Aykroyd wants to cash out on his SNL money. That's when you get a cone head movie. Chris
like
Farley was in that.
I liked
it too. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you. And maybe people will laugh at me. I fucking loved cone heads.
I never got it.
No, seriously,
I just didn't get it.
Really, I fucking loved it. Maybe because I'm just a. I don't know, a loser.
You are kind of a boob in general sense, so.
I second that, Royce. I loved it too.
I thought you say he was a boob.
No.
Anybody watch the MTV Movie Awards?
No, because I'm older than 25.
Neither did I. But did you? I'm sure that anybody who's on social media saw that apparently Madonna rape kissed Drake.
Yes.
What the fuck was that about? Mm-hmm. Like, do you have that? Oh, shit. I had the video. But you know how BuzzFeed is. It's just all these random. Oh, it's a Vine. Sorry. Well, apparently, like, he was disgusted right after it happened. He was sitting on a chair. She came out, was singing a song, grabbed his face, and just started, like, doing a predator kind of kiss on him. And she kind of looks like one these days. And he was, like, wiping his mouth, going, gross. But apparently, afterwards, he was just like, no, it was, you know, it was, I liked it. Let's see. Hold on a second. What did he say? What are you saying? He's like, don't misinterpret my shock! ! I got to make out with the Queen Madonna, and I feel, I don't know what that is. It's just like a square with a lot of letters inside of it about that. Thank you forever, Madonna.
No, that reaction was not one of he made out with a queen. That is a reaction he made out with a drag queen. Because the way, first off, I don't care if it's fucking Madonna. She is ugly now. She's old and ugly, and her skin looks like turkey jerky. I don't want to hear it anymore of this bullshit. That, did you see her, Dutch, this leading into this, how not just she's not self-aware? Did you see her try to do stand-up on Fallon?
No.
Get ready. Oh no. You ready?
I'm going to cringe, and I'm going to cringe tonight. I was in a good mood.
Yeah, you were in a good mood.
All right. Let's see it.
Madonna.
She tried to do stand-up? There's nothing worse than a celebrity thinks like, I've been on. That's the worst part of people who are like used to performing on stage thinking that, oh, getting a crowd to scream for a song that I wrote back in 85 is just as easy as making them laugh.
Ready? Are you ready? Do you have your douche shield activated?
I'm ready. Yeah,
is
I'm
your
good.
Douche
I'm good.
Shield
go.
Activated?
Just go. Okay. Just do it.
All right. Get ready for 4 minutes of your life. You're never getting back.
Okay, fine. Get a microphone. Get a microphone out there and everything. All right, great. Okay, I'm going to reintroduce you as a comedian.
Now, he's laughing because she kind of sprung this on him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're for a treat, right?
Well, you're right. Even like when he's not supposed to on SNL.
Now.
Yeah.
And I actually like Fallon.
I do too.
She's an up-and-coming comedian making her stand-up comedy debut tonight. From Bay City, Michigan, please welcome the very funny Madonna, ladies and gentlemen.
I feel like Fallon set this up just to fuck with her.
Get ready. Now, I want to explain before this starts. There's a little pre-thing, but I'm not going to play this too long, but it's basically, this is her being 100% sincere, saying that she's always thought that she was a very funny person and she wanted to try comedy. So you ready? Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so great to be here. anyways, I just always think that it's good to talk about what you know.
Okay, first off, and I don't mean to break it down so early, but you know most good comics start with anyways, because that's a good way to capture the audience.
That's usually how I start my set.
That's what I do. I just talk about what I know, right? So
actually, the way I do it is I go, so anyways, about this animal fucking, and then I just lead into the next thing.
And that was that was your last best man speech, which was really odd.
I know.
I'm going to start with dating younger men. How about that? You guys think that's funny? Yeah.
Pause.
I don't.
Here's
how you're supposed to do it. She should have walked up and said, hey, everybody, how's it going? So fucking younger men. That's how you lead into the bit. Just
yes,
bam,
exactly.
Lamb. Don't do this whole like, you know, so yeah, and some preamble. Talk about what.
Okay,
you know,
and let's say you're on NBC. You can even say, so I'm banging this little young. So
banging fine. Younger men.
Yeah, exactly.
Think that's
just
funny?
Launch right into it.
Yeah, you do, don't you? Okay.
Questlove is not amused.
Anyway, so it's true. I date younger guys. And I have my reasons, but I'm not going to go into them.
Why would you bring it up?
This is funny.
Dutch, ready? I already got a joke set up just like hers. You ready? So there's this really funny story that happened to me once, but I'm not going to go into it.
Why would you?
But I did find myself very strangely the other day at breakfast with my son Rocco, thinking, I haven't had a date in a couple of weeks. And I looked at my son without thinking, and I said, do you have any friends you could introduce me to?
It's not a bad premise for a joke. She just worded it horribly.
Her delivery's great.
How do you take a great concept of a joke of it? Because essentially, that's a child fucking joke.
Yeah.
But how old is her son?
That she just delivered terribly.
But how old is her son? How old is
like
she?
Five.
How old is she?
Here's how I would do the joke. You ready? Here's how I would do the joke. Same premise, okay? Same premise. So I was talking to my daughter the other day, and she walked up to me and she told me, uh-oh, Daddy, I think I just got my period. I learned about that in school. What does that mean? And I put her on my lap and I said, it's okay, honey. That just means we have to use protection now. That is how you make a child fucking joke.
And
by the way, Fallon.
And an incest joke at the same time.
Yeah,
Jesus
I know.
Christ.
You're welcome. Fallon, by the way, is cracking up. But I think Fallon is cracking up because of how bad it is.
That's exactly what it is. He probably, because here's the thing.
He was a stand-up.
Fallon's the one who's constantly pitching ideas to the guest, saying, hey, do you want to play ping pong? Hey, can I remix this song with you? And hey, can we smash eggs over our heads? It's always him. He's like, he always tells producers, I will pitch it because they'll do it if it's coming from me, not from you. So he's always like, you should do stand-up.
You know, that's
just wants to see your bomb.
And if he did that for that, I will respect that. Let me just play it more.
Because comedians love nothing more than seeing other people bomb.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had a date in a couple of weeks. And I looked at my son without thinking. And I said, do you have any friends you could introduce me to?
You know what this delivery reminds me of? Remember when Norm MacDonald played David Letterman on SNL?
I missed
nobody?
That
okay, then forget
no.
it.
We'll and,
okay, so you can at least play the clip.
And I was like in between mouthfuls of pancakes. And
oh, she's adding detail to the story, Dutch.
Okay, how about this? Can we like listen? We keep stopping every 3 seconds. Can
Dutch,
we at least give her a chance?
How about this? You know what? Like, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to back up a little bit. We're going to give her exactly a full minute without interrupting.
There you go. Full minute.
Okay, ready?
And then, right.
Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so great to be here.
What happened to her British accent?
So, anyways, I
you're
just always
think Dutch,
that
you're already ruined. A minute. You didn't go 4 seconds.
You got like 8 seconds.
I wasn't asking you to stop it. I was just saying.
All right, don't even. You know what? Let's give her a real benefit.
Right. I'm sorry.
Benefit.
Sorry.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Minute. Go. Every time you talk, I restart the counter. Here we go.
Talk about what you know. That's what I do. I just talk about what I know, right? So I'm going to start with dating younger men. How about that? You guys think that's funny? Yep. Think that's funny? Yeah, you do, don't you? Okay. Anyway, so it's true I date younger guys. And I have my reasons, but I'm not going to go into them. But I did find myself very strangely the other day at breakfast with my son Rocco thinking, I haven't had a date in a couple of weeks. And I looked at my son without thinking and I said, do you have any friends you could introduce me to? And I was like in between mouthfuls of pancakes. And he looked at me with shock and disgust and dismay and disdain, things that, a lot of words that start with a D. And then I was like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm just kidding. Anyway.
That's been a minute. Okay.
It's the punchline? I'm just kidding. I didn't.
The funny thing was when she said that she eats a mouthful of pancakes, and I know that's a lie.
I can relate to that because I'm a person too, and I also like pancakes.
Oh, she probably. Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting here like, eating my beluga caviar, and
here's what happened.
All of a sudden,
she had one premise and was like, I'm just going to riff on this. And then she got up there, said the punchline, and then was like, where do I go from here?
Not as easy as it looks, huh, sweetheart? Eh?
Yeah, the punchline was, do you have any friends you can introduce me to?
Yeah, that's okay. Why, you know what?
And it's just like, oh, shit, how everybody's... do I bridge this to the next thought?
That's
And then what happened?
And then what happened?
Okay, let's go more.
So, I cracked myself up. Wait.
You're the only one.
Wait, there's more. Wait, please don't pull me off. I have more jokes.
did you leave them in the car or can you go get them?
I got jokes. So I was dating this 26. Happened,
stumbled halfway through one of them and then just kind of fell out the back of the dryer door in the last half
really
of it.
Bad. It's really bad.
Cheryl? And,
she keeps fiddling with the mic, by the way, for those that are listening via podcast, you know. She has very awkward... For someone who lives on stage, she has really awkward stage presence as a comedian because she keeps fiddling with the mic and hitting it.
Of course, because she's used to having background sound and dancers and fire and explosion and costume changes. She's used to a lot of filler and nonsense, and this is just you, no one else, and your voice. So,
should I sing Material Girl?
He was in my house. He was looking at all my artwork.
I'm the one who wrote like a virgin.
Warhols hanging on the wall. I mean, I'm not bragging.
Warhols hanging on the wall, because when I can relate to comedians, I want to make sure that they have Warhol paintings on the wall, because that lets me know.
Andy Warhols?
No, Phil Warhol, his buddy.
Oh.
He's actually, they were cousins.
I feel like any Warhol could be done by a five-year-old.
And, you know, he was in my house. He was looking at all my artwork, and I have some Warhols hanging on the wall. I mean, I'm not bragging.
The one guy in the audience who likes art.
Woo! Woo! Warhol!
Honestly, think you're fucking funny.
But he was a
maybe someone might give her a fish sandwich
friend. So he's looking around. He's like, what's that?
That was just a natural statement that I was saying.
That's fine.
Okay.
Artwork, and I have some Warhols hanging on the wall. I mean, I'm not bragging. But he was a friend. So he's looking around. He's like,
and I sucked his dick aggressively in front of my child that I was talking about earlier.
We get through another.
Aggressively sucked his dick while Isla Bonita was playing in the background.
Who are these paintings? I said, that's Warhol, duh. And he goes, well, wait a minute. You have so many of them. Did you know the guy?
Wait, was that the punchline? You paused it. I don't
Hold
know.
On,
that
was
not
thought
have been
that
the punchline.
That was the punchline. No, you want to hear it again? Sure. No problem.
No. Back it up.
Warhol,
sure.
Duh.
You got it.
I thought she got a silence on
here
that.
Here we go.
One.
You ready? Here we go. Here we go.
Dragon. But he was a friend. So he's looking around. He's like, who are these paintings? I said, that's Warhol, duh. And he goes, well, wait a minute. You have so many of them. Did you know the guy?
Okay, you saw the reaction?
She is bombing.
She is eating her ass right now, and I love it.
So she thought that was going to get a good laugh, because she thought people would like, no. Well, no, obviously we didn't live in the same time period, but nobody really knows.
Dutch, she did. The Kelly Bundy coming on screen pause, that's how much cheering she expected with that joke.
And people like didn't laugh, and they were like, oh, shit, we're supposed to laugh here. Hey!
Woo!
No.
I'm literally going to have to Google how old Andy Warhol was versus how old Madonna is, because they might have lived during the same.
They like, might be friends.
That's the thing. It's like she just assumes everybody knows who fucking Andy Warhol is. You can't do that.
They're Warhols, duh. Did you know him? Did you get my joke? Remember when I said I was going to fuck that kid earlier?
Okay, he died.
Yeah, she went from a kid fucking bit.
Andy Warhol died.
To an age bit.
He died in 1987. So Madonna could have known Andy Warhol.
She fucked Andy Warhol.
We don't know. I don't know what her personal life was when she was a kid. Maybe she fucking knew Andy Warhol. I don't know. Get to the punchline, cunt.
I guess she just assumes that artists are so much more famous than her. You know, like everybody has like a tiered level of the way they look at other celebrities.
Exactly.
She looks at him with such reverence. She just assumes everybody would assume that Madonna.
They're Warhols. Madonna looked like.
Oh, it's funny because did you know the guy? Like, because I had so many. Yeah.
Is that funny?
And Madonna was born in 1958.
You know what's
so
great?
So there was like a 30-year time frame where she could have been like super best friends with Andy Warhol.
But the point is, the best part about a joke is when you have to explain it at the end.
That's the Andy Kindler route.
Anyway. They think I'm funny.
No, they don't. They think you're a slut who's probably going to blow all the roots later.
Did you just get up on stage and say, well, my kids think I'm funny? Is that what she just did?
No, the roots. Not the roots, the other shit band.
Oh.
No, because she's acknowledging that, okay, that bombed, but at least they thought
I don't know why I see black people and immediately think the roots.
Right? So then, wait.
Or is that the Roots? I can't tell anymore. Do they have a white person in the band now?
Yeah, the saxophone player.
There it is. That's why I couldn't tell. Maybe I'm racist.
I decided to move up the food chain. So and I start dating a 28.
She's fiddling with a mic.
Year old. And I took him up to my withdrawing room. I call it the withdrawing room because not the.
I suck his semen out with a hose.
Hold on, dude. Can we hear the punchline? You ruined it.
I was actually making it better.
Can we hear the
Wait,
full
I decided
joke
to move
and then
up
go back
the food
one.
Chain. So and I start dating a 28-year-old. And I took him up to my withdrawing room. I call it the withdrawing room because not the drawing room because I don't draw on it. I withdraw into it. And I'm just worried about this microphone covering my face.
I have to pause there, Dutch. I'm sorry, because the joke was over. Her worry is the microphone covering her face?
Well, yeah, it's so pretty.
Bombing, she
it's
knows
the first time she's ever actually talked into a microphone, so...
That's not true, Mitch. She sang plenty of times. She's a singer.
That's singing. Like I said, you have a lot of background distraction that you can cover with everything.
Yeah.
Don't want
it's
to do
just you.
That. God. Anyway, so I... You know, I have a Picasso over my fireplace. I mean, I'm not bragging or anything.
I feel like she is bragging.
I want to throw her in her fireplace.
It's not a joke. It's just.
So he looks at that. He goes, I know who that is. I'm like, good. Who is that? He's like, Picasso. I'm like, good. He said, he painted the Mona Lisa, didn't he?
She's doing highbrow art jokes and basically jokes. Talking down.
I mean, I get them. I know what she's saying. It's just not funny.
No, I get them too.
It's not funny because it's too outdated. If she were talking about parents not understanding apps on their kids' phones or kids not understanding what a VCR is, like, okay, we can all relate to that because it was in a 20 to 30 year time frame. But she's
right. And she's relating that back to dudes she's currently fucking like she did in the first joke. Then it would make more sense. But this is just weird.
It's like, oh, you didn't know that Picasso and Mona Lisa aren't the same thing. Like, who the fuck cares?
Because the premise of her asking her 5-year-old son if there's anybody she can meet is a great premise for a joke. She just first of all, delivered that terribly. But then she went on this weird art thing. Like, it's just, it's uncomfortable. It's like you started out
Dutch.
And now you're wading through a bog at this point.
It's because she was writing all of her material in the hallway as she was leaving her house.
Well, she isn't.
She was just looking around.
She is a material girl, Marie, so.
Good point.
That's very important to keep in mind. And by the way, why is she dressed like Mr. T? Before I go back to this, she's wearing like 75 chains. Like, she looks like a mix of Mr. T, Kesha,
and Johnny Depp.
No, Mr. T, Kesha, and Ad-Rock from the Beastie Boys, circa 1989. And she stole all their outfits and goes, I look hip. Time to make some fucking Picasso jokes.
We broke up. Anyways, so,
Did someone just say, oh my God? It was probably Fallon.
Yeah. I just want to say there is an upside to dating younger guys, okay? And that is...
The set's almost
they're
over.
They're really good with phones. Thank you!
That's the end of the set. They're really good with phones.
She should have closed with a child fucking bit.
I say overall it was strong.
I like...
Here's the thing.
It was clean. She didn't need to work blue.
9 out of 10? No, she said shit. She did work blue.
Here's the thing is that, like, I've bombed on stage before. Royce, I know you had a stint with...
Oh, yeah. I bombed. I did open mic. I bombed. I
still do open mics every once in a while just to work it out because it's always something that's fun to do and it just kind of keeps you, you know, thinking creatively and things like that. And I don't think I'm a stand-up comic by any means, but, you know, I used to host a lot of shows and I don't know. It's just a fun thing to do every once in a while. And every once in a while, when I hate myself, I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to go up and bomb real quick and just so I, you know... Just kind of feed the awfulness for a second there. And that was just
really good.
That was a self. That's the difference is that that's just a self-grandizing, like, I am, a Renaissance woman. I can do it all.
You're sitting there. Hold on. This is what bothers me. She's sitting there doing this while there's some guy in the cellar right now who has some really great material who just needs a break, you know? And this bitch is taking 5 minutes to go to the next Louis C.K. or something. But instead, she's going to sit there. That's equivalent. If who's with the biggest biggest comedian right now. I guess you go back to Louis C.K. Perfect example because he's showing all that. Yeah. That's if Louis C.K. went on the Tonight Show and said, you know, I was always a big singer and took a 5-minute song away from somebody. You would be like, what are you doing? It's exactly that. You could go and do a set on the Tonight Show when you've earned that in comedy. The same way you go on the set and sing like a virgin like you do because you earn that. I mean, you've earned musically to be on there. But you have absolutely not earned being a comic on the Tonight Show. It used to mean something. Back in the day, being a comic with Johnny Carson meant whether when he invited you back to the desk after the set made or broke you in the comedic world.
Right.
Like he made and broke careers. And now, and as much as I say I really do like Jimmy Fallon, this is just, what are you doing? You've taken the whole prestige of, wow, when you were a comic, even with Leno, you would say, oh, I got to sit on the Tonight Show. I've made it, you know? Now you have fucking Madonna sitting there talking about fuck. She made a child fucking joke unfunny. Do you know how bad you have to be? Do you know how bad you have to be? Because that's joke 101.
It is.
I think, well, what was Jimmy supposed to do if Madonna came up and was like, I think I'd like to do a stand-up routine. He's like,
no.
It's fucking Madonna.
You say no to her.
I run the Tonight Show now, and I'm a comic. I want to see her eat.
Okay,
her
here's
balls.
What I would do. I would.
This is going to make great TV. Dude, I would have made the same call.
I guess.
I would have bopped her on the nose.
I'm not so upset with Fallon as I am with Madonna, I guess.
Yeah.
The mere fact that she used her... I guess you're right. You
the
would
fact
say
that
yes.
She is Madonna.
Yes. And we're talking and about it. And all that. But the fact that she sits and she thinks it. And you're right. What happened to her British accent? For a while there, she was British. And then what happened when she got called out for it? So she had to go back to talking like she was from Brooklyn again.
Right. I'm an American.
Yeah, I forgot. I'm not dating Guy Ritchie anymore.
Right.
It was a momentary lapse in character.
That's what it was.
Or if you're like my friend Derek Vanna, just all of a sudden became
Australian. Yeah. Sometimes you become Australian. What?
That still fucking bothers me. I still trash him for that.
Or like Mersh's buddy who became Irish. Remember that? We played him on the show too. The comic, same thing, just like your buddy, Dutch.
The thing is, dude, if I were ever to move to any other country, I would fight that. I would never, ever, ever want to lose my accent.
Because like, there's people that come from England here for 15 years and they still have the British accent.
Are you fighting for your right to say hoagie?
Well, that's a different. That's a. Okay.
He walks over to England and he goes there to a fish and chip shops and he goes, I want a hoagie and a Coke right now. I want a hoagie and a Coke.
I have an evergreen I'm from America. Accent now, which is the one you're supposed to have.
I have a hoagie and a Coke and I'm from America.
That shitty Pennsylvania accent.
If you don't do this right now,
and every once in a while it'll come out when
I'm going to call you on my phone and we're going to resolve this.
I just came back from the Pekingese.
I just came back from the Pekingese.
No, it's back. Back from the Pekingese.
Back from the Pekingese. You
you're
fucking.
Right. You're right. You should keep that.
Fucking Philadelphia weirdo.
You should keep
That's
that.
That's the thing, dude. Like, I was 10 when we moved out here, so, like, you know, whatever. But if I were to move anywhere else, like, I'm talking about, like, a foreign country. Like, you know, there's
Miami.
There's, like, I think, what, 5 dialects of American accents?
Yeah.
There's Southern. There's California. There's Mitch... town
Fargo.
And then there's
New England.
York and then apparently Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania has one. So New England.
Oh, New England. Yeah, that's another one too. You know what I mean? Like, there's maybe like 5 or 6 solid accents and derivations of that, but you know, if you go to other countries though, it is, you know, they're saying completely different words for things. We at least have the same sort of similar vernacular here. So
are you basically, did you just break the bombshell that different countries speak different languages?
No,
only
just
here, folks,
never,
I'm Dutch and
ever,
Royce.
Ever, especially at this age, I would never just lose my accent. Like, I was so angry at my buddy Derek because, you know, he's a very funny comic. Like, we used to do gigs together all the time. And when he called me up, I was just like, I'm fucking mad at you, man. What the fuck happened to you? And he's just like, what up, mate? And I was just like, you die.
Yeah, don't call me mate. Don't fucking call me mate. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Keep your goddamn accent. And fucking Mitch, if you were to move, I guarantee you would still have your fucking piece of shit Fargo accent. Guaranteed.
I wouldn't. This isn't going nowhere.
And when Sherry
it's ingrained.
And when Sherry gets drunk, she gets more and more fucking Fargo too. Because then she's like, oh yeah, sure. I just had some wine and I'm gonna go take pictures in my garage.
Anybody want to see my pussy?
Yeah.
I mean,
sure, Dutch. If you want to show it,
I was more doing her.
Oh, okay, yeah.
End I mean, really, do you want to see it?
End of story.
So I went.
So I went. End of story. You're going to want that True Coat before I take those pictures in the garage.
True Coat on that pussy, eh?
It comes from factory.
More like radio, less like crap. Turn that shit up! MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial. Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep team.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday at Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, everyone. It's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired,
go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights, 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem.
just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I just keep thinking to myself, and it makes me giggle, that every time I hear the story, I imagine it was Ray Romano in the same situation.
Oh.
Oh, oh, man. Bro.
Kind of does.
I barely touched her. Come on. Oh. Oh, it was my brother. Look at him. He's bigger than me. Come on. Oh. Come on. Everybody loves me. I got twins. Come on. Oh, let's go Home Depot. Come on. Fess up, Raymond. You know it was you that got you on video.
Anybody want soup?
Ma, come on. We're talking over here.
Oh, man. I'm dying.
So if you learn anything from Hippo Juice, remember Ray Romano allegedly punched his wife in an elevator.
Right.
We don't report the news accurately. We report half of it. Whatever. It's still news. So fuck you guys. This is more entertaining than some football player.
Listen to the Hippo Juice show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
I could do that, or I can give you some of this.
Ow! Okay, I'm gonna...
You're gonna do what, bitch? Call the cops on me? Tell them you got the wrong illegal drugs from a kid? You dumb piece of shit.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of here.
Run! Okay. All right, I'm running.
Keep running!
Richard, what's wrong? Have you been crying?
Hey! Which one was it? It was church candy, wasn't it? You just brought piss to a shit fight, you little... You get in your fucking house and you get me 5 Adderall, or I'll slit your fucking throat. You understand? I'll kill your mother. I'll rape your father. I'll curb stomp that little face so hard that your teeth will go flying, you little shit. Now go, 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 go. Give me 5 Adderall right now.
Brilliant. Second hour of Dutch and Royce here on morelikeradio.com. Our number is 954-573-2780. I've heard this song in a long time.
Give me 5 Adderall right now. By the way, I don't even watch the show. That's from Silicon Valley, and I got to watch it. I heard it's hilarious.
And is that T.J. Miller's voice?
Yeah,
that's
T.J. Miller's in the show. He's fucking hilarious in it.
Doesn't Mersh have a problem with him, or somebody have a problem with him?
I don't know. If I had to make a list of everyone Mersh had a problem with, it would be a long list.
I think I remember like him telling a story about like they were doing like a gig or whatever, and he was just a complete cunt to him or something.
No, it wasn't T.J. Miller. It was...
Who was it?
Colin...
Farrell?
No.
Firth.
The
Colin Kane.
Colin Kane. That's who it was. Yes. It was Colin
Kane. For some reason, I feel like I remember reading that T.J. Miller was an asshole.
I mean, I don't know what he was in, but the show's funny. It's Mike Judge's show, Silicon Valley. And, I mean, it's supposed to be really funny. It's supposed to be funny. That clip was just hilarious. But they fucking punch a kid in it, so I'll take that.
It's awesome.
Like I said, it's really violence against children is really easy to make funny. Like, it's always unexpected.
Like it is
that,
great.
Like that TV show, Dutch the Slap. Have you been keeping up? What's your favorite episode of The Slap?
Haven't seen a single one. And this, when I saw the promo, I was like, what network is it on? ABC, NBC? I was like, what are they doing? Like,
what the fuck is The Slap?
How about I play the trailer? You want me to play the trailer of The Slap?
I'd rather we wouldn't.
Why? Well,
because
why?
You just, Dutch doesn't want people to get educated. You ready? The Slap.
What's wrong with
official
it?
Official trailer. Check it out.
It's just so
NBC.
Can't we just tell them not to come? Go out to dinner, rent a hotel room, just you and me. Come on.
Hey, there's 20 people coming. I've been working on this for 2 days.
Momo.
Aisha, here, a coffee cake.
Hey, guys, where can I park this?
Throwing a big party.
You don't look a day over 40.
To my cousin, the last good man in America. Hey, Gary, maybe Hugo shouldn't be swinging the bat like that.
Hugo, you're out, buddy.
Hugo!
Are you doing? What are you doing?
You're
doing?
Put
down the bat right now. Listen to me. When adults talk to you, you listen to what they're saying, yeah? Why are you swinging the bat at Rocco like that?
So he slapped the kid.
Uh-huh.
What the hell is the matter with you?
He hit our son.
You hit my child.
This son was out of control.
The kid was swinging a bat around, apparently this guy slapped him. Siler slapped him from Heroes.
I can't believe.
And the guy from Newsroom is in it.
He hit that little kid.
I blame you.
The brat deserved it.
Not in front of the kid!
Well, this one's not gonna go away.
What am I supposed to do, huh?
40's terrifying, isn't it?
This is how people get scarred for life.
I'm gonna put that maniac away.
Lazy hippie.
They're going to come after you.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
They wanna fight? They gotta fight. I'm gonna destroy them.
Now I know why Dutch didn't want to play the fucking in. Are you fucking kidding me?
A whole TV show based off of one kid getting slapped?
Yes, and season two is gonna be Slap 2, the slappening. And it's gonna be great.
There was the more than a 5-minute discussion about the fucking kid getting fucking slapped in the
right?
face.
Right? Exactly.
They made
Marie,
an entire
it's
series.
A 10-episode season.
10 episodes.
Holy shit, Spock, what are you doing? By don't hit my kid. Oh, I'm sorry.
The
Spock, what happened again?
The end of the season, they're fucking still talking about the fact the kid got slapped?
There is an entire show on this premise. Here's
this
the thing.
Is why I don't have cable anymore. I don't want to deal with this bullshit.
Don't worry.
I
this
want
is
people Marie, to pre-screen
this is
every
cable.
Fucking...
This is NBFuckC.
No, I mean, I don't pay for TV anymore. We just air internet
no, no,
and
no,
Netflix.
You don't have to pay for this either. This you could get this on your TV right now if you wanted
no,
to. You
I don't
turn
want
on
it.
And your TV's
I don't want
in
it. No
inter-
one should want to get rid of it now.
Well, also, you can watch anything.
How many kids do I have to slap to get this thing off the air? How many? I will do it right now. How many kids do I have to slap until it's not a fucking big deal anymore?
Well, let's start with one and work our way up from there.
Mm-hmm.
My thought is that like they probably have a whole committee, like a department of show talent search. You know what I mean? Like the amount of pilots that
Dutch, hold on. I just had a brilliant idea. So you said this was a 10-episode like miniseries almost.
No. It the first season of The Slap. Yes,
I have a spinoff show. You know, there's a spinoff for The Walking Dead coming out. I have a spinoff for The Slap.
Okay,
it's called The Touch.
Okay, go on.
There's a party going on.
Okay,
and one of the kids spills cake on his lap. You know.
Okay,
so one of the parents has to grab the kids and escorts him away into the bathroom.
Clearly,
he rubs the cake mix off of the child's pants. Mm-hmm. And of course, he has to take the pants off to clean them with his mouth.
And then he wants to eat the cake because it's delicious.
By the way,
cake.
Apparently, The Slap is an American
adaptation. Don't touch me, motherfucker.
It's an American adaptation of an Australian series. Eight episodes.
What was the Australian series about? Get the fuck over it already? Because that's what they would do in Australia is get the fuck over it because they're not a bunch of pussies over there, so I hear.
They'd probably get bit by a spider and die.
Here's my thought is that like with networks, like their whole idea of putting pilots on and giving shows like, you know, a 3 or 5 or 8 episode run is hoping that enough fans it'll garner a following. And then, bam, we don't have to worry about that time slot anymore. That's got a good, solid thing for the next however long.
Who is at watching
NBC,
the show?
Apparently.
Who is what watching the show? I want names right the fuck now. Who is watching this show? We are killing them and getting this thing off air. No one needs to even think that there is a discussion about it, let alone a full 10 series. Whatever. Get it off the air.
The fact that there's tons of like talented shows that just they get one pilot. Oh, here's the thing. Not only do
they couldn't figure out Lost. Do you think they're going to figure out a kid getting slapped in the face?
That was ABC. My apologies. ABC.
Does it really matter? It's the same bullshit.
None of the networks know what they're doing anymore.
You know what I mean.
But things like, you know, internet channels like Netflix are the ones figuring it the fuck out.
Yeah.
Orange is New Black. Apparently, they just put out the Daredevil thing. Apparently, it's really good.
I watched about three or four episodes. It is fantastic.
That's what I heard.
First off,
dude, I've just heard
not for kids.
Hold on. Like, yes, this is
not for kids. Not for kids, by the way.
Yeah.
It is.
Slaps are for kids.
Bone coming out of skin scenes, cursing. They don't fuck around.
Kids slapping.
And they slap so many kids. They're just slapping kids. No, it's really good. I mean, the show is really, really, really good. Yeah. So at this point, yeah, Netflix could just take over the world and I would actually be fine with it. I mean, for one, welcome our new Netflix overlords.
Can they get Game of Thrones? Because I still...
Nah, because HBO has an app now too, so it's fine.
All right, cool.
See, HBO has been able to survive because they are the kind of people who don't allow crap on their airwaves.
Exactly.
Every once in a while... Well, hold on. But
Arliss. Arliss was on HBO.
I don't remember that show.
Eight seasons. Exactly. And that goes to show you, people forget, yes, HBO's in its heyday now, but for a long time, HBO had shows that were terrible, and Arliss had eight seasons, and the show's so bad.
Arliss?
Yes.
But HBO shows boobs.
They do.
But no, they've had, you know, like, I mean, I guess if you think about like when they really started picking up with their show, because for a while there, it was the whole thing about HBO was, oh, we're going to show uncensored movies. That's the whole premise of the channel. You pay extra and you get to see uncensored movies. But when like
no commercials,
you know, right around the time of Sopranos and Sex and the City, that was like, oh, original shows and programming was like, oh, OK, these guys know what they're doing
without commercials, which is great.
Right.
No, I know. And that's the thing. Yes, HBO's been able to maintain quality, and that's why people go back to it. And now with a standalone app, I mean, why would you?
And then there's other networks who see their formula and they're like, oh, that's what we need to do. Just get, you know, like FX, AMC is doing it, obviously.
TNT, a little bit.
Are they starting to finally figure it out now?
Some are, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so people are like seeing that formula and going, okay, that's it. But the big network ones, the ones you can get for free, I still haven't figured out because they're allowing shows like The Slap on the Air.
What do you mean?
Ah! I love that this bothers Marie so much.
But you know, I see where she's coming from.
Whose side are you on? Are you fucking kidding me? Whose side? The kid was fucking swinging a bat.
Dutch. This is how this has to be. This is how this episode, this whole show premise should go. Okay, ready? I just slapped your kid. Come up to
Woo-hoo!
Me. Okay, ready? No, Dutch, come up to me. I just slapped your kid.
Hey, dude, you just hit my kid.
Hey, bro, I'm really sorry, but he was swinging a bat around. He was going to hurt a kid. I'm really sorry, but I couldn't stop him.
He was?
Yes, he was swinging a bat, dude. I'm for
at
real.
At your kid?
He was yeah. No, at everybody. Like, he was going to hurt kids. Right, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Bro, I shouldn't have hit him. I'm really sorry,
hey, look,
but I was.
I understand. Yeah. Okay, look, I get it. Yeah. But just next time, how about you call
You're right.
me? You
You're
know,
right.
And I would take care of it. Just please don't.
Listen, I apologize. Hey, buddy, I'm really sorry. I mean, hit you. Just be careful with the bat. I'm really sorry.
Right. You know what? I'm not going to take you out for beer anytime soon. We're not going to be friends, but just don't touch my kid.
Okay, cool. Show over.
We cool? All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Credits.
Yeah. How do you stretch that out for eight?
For fucking 8 minutes.
Eight episodes.
The slap.
The thing that flabbergasts me is like the amount of, okay, think about the amount of pilot scripts that studios get every day.
Hold on, Dutch.
And then the ones they get and they're like, oh, okay, we should film them. And the amount of filmed pilots that go to the network and go nowhere. They don't even get on the air. And the amount of ones that do get on the air and have a 2-episode run and then don't get picked up for any more episodes. This one got a full season.
Dutch, Western Echo, can we have an MLR slap watching party where we're all in Florida? Please?
I have an even better idea on top of that. Let's do We Are Better Than
TV Shows. Yes.
You're Better Than The Slap.
We Are Better Than The Slap, Marie. We can watch 2 episodes.
I would, dude. I would do that just to see Marie lose her goddamn mind.
My nostrils are flared right now.
They are. And Marie has small nostrils, so I could really tell when they're flaring.
Is episode 7 like, man, I wonder if I shouldn't have slapped that kid. Like, what the fuck? fuck are they still talking about?
That's the thing. Like, they showed Spock in a courtroom. I'm gonna take them down for what? Like, you're gonna
for
take
ice
them
cream
down
later because you're celebrating
kid?
The fact that you just slapped that kid for being a dick.
Out of all the slaps, he was the most human. Star Trek fans are gonna get that.
Everybody, I got it. I like it.
Slap.
Smack your face off of your face.
Okay. The slap is so
speaking
good.
Speaking of which, dude, have you guys watched the most recent season of Sunny?
We've only seen part of it. We're behind.
It, dude, they are getting away with murder.
Oh, I believe
the
it.
Shit that they're doing these days.
You want to know why? I'll tell you exactly why. They moved them to FXX, right?
The X is for extreme.
That's the big, because FX split into two channels. That's right. Now
less extreme
biggest,
and more extreme.
That's the biggest show FXX has. So they're going to do whatever the fuck they want.
Dude, they have free. How many seasons are they in now? Like 8, 9? Somewhere around there.
I think 8 or 9, yeah. Eight. Am I right? If there was, once again, we really should come up with some sort of internet movie database for this thing. We'll
there's,
be rich.
There is one. It's called the Internet Movie Database.
A conversation
it's
with
a good
you.
Name.
We don't have to.
It's a good name.
Know.
Or short.
Remember back in the day
IMDb.
Before you had Google and you just had to know shit?
No.
That was terrible.
Oh, you had to look up Encyclopedia Britannica.
You could just bullshit facts and nobody could really check
you're
you
right.
on them as long as you had enough confidence to be like, yeah, no.
Like, everybody knew that kid who had a fucking spider lay an egg in his ear. Like, even though that wasn't real, there was no Snopes back then. Everyone knew the kid. Or everyone knew the kid who ate Pop Rocks and drank soda and stomach exploded.
Or you know, had the popcorn ball with the razor blade inside.
I heard that. Yep.
Oh, I had
but they knew a kid named Shathid, spelled shithead.
Well,
it happened.
Didn't happen.
It happened.
It's real.
I seen it.
Oh, are you going to watch the BET version? Dust slap? It's going to be good.
It's way shorter. Because they don't have a fucking problem with it.
No, you're right. They actually, you know what? If it was a cookout where this happened, a black cookout, the mom would have slapped the kid again for swinging the bat. It wouldn't even question the other guy, the cousin. Because the thing is, in black families and even Hispanic families, I will say this is true. Cousins are...
You were doing what?
Cousins...
You were swinging a bat out full kidney, you little motherfucker.
Cousins, I'm going to give you 10 more slaps. He didn't slap you enough.
Cousins have free range over hitting kids. They allow it. And even the Hispanics, too. It's like, if you're a family member and you're being a brat in front of any... You know that they have the right to fucking hit you and they're going to be fine. For whatever reason, that's just the way it is.
It takes a village.
Dude, when I went to elementary school, like it was a common practice for the teachers, if they felt like they had a need, they could paddle the student if they were getting out of line. And
that's
paddling. And the parents had no problem with it.
Nope. You're right.
Kids should be beaten regularly and often. Okay.
This is why we don't have kids, also.
I mean...
If they're bad...
That's a paddling.
Well, I mean, you know.
If they're good, of course, you don't beat them up. But if they're bad, beat the shit out of them.
No, if they're bad, you throw them out the window, they get paralyzed, and they can see through crow eyes. I watch Game of Thrones. I know how it works.
No, that was like the
season
first
one.
Season.
Episode 2.
It's like the first thing that happens.
I hope you just didn't give some away.
Season 1!
Really fucking mad at you.
Speaking of which, Game of Thrones, Wieners and Such podcast.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow after Hippo Juice, we're doing the Wieners and Such.
I haven't watched it yet, and I need
to. Well, good, then do that.
What are we calling it?
Wieners and Such.
Game of Thrones, Wieners and Such?
Yeah.
There's lots of Wieners.
There's lots of Wieners and Such.
It's been called Wieners and Such since last year when we coined the podcast.
Because he hadn't watched, remember, Dutch didn't watch the show until recently.
I caught up on this offseason.
So
I saw the first episode and was like, oh, yes. Here we go. Here's my new show.
So we're definitely talking about that.
I haven't.
Which sucks,
haven't
by the way. You saw
episode,
the first four episodes leaked.
But we're not going to go ahead.
I'm not going to watch them.
But we're not skipping ahead because we want to be fresh for every show. We don't want to get all, you know.
Well, exactly. Because then you're going to blow your load and be like, oh, now I have to wait
a month and a half
to get anything new. Like, exactly. Rather than having the week.
Once again.
And on top of that, with doing the show every week, you can't watch all four of them the first week. And like, oh, yeah, remember. Wait, which episode was that in? I don't remember.
Yeah, you'll forget. Right. And you'll accidentally give some away and everybody will hate you.
Well, but then again, it goes back to the whole Netflix concept, like House of Cards and Daredevil. They just released all the, Orange is the New Black. They released all the episodes at the same time. And you'll just sit there and pump through a show, which I really, I don't know, I prefer it.
I enjoy that, dude. I like the whole idea of binge watching, because that's how I watch shows nowadays, is I've been, except for Walking Dead, and apparently now I have to do this with with Game of Thrones is normally with majority, like, I didn't see The Wire until it was after I was off the air, and I just binge watched the entire thing. I kind of like the whole binge watching thing.
Right. Yeah. Well, I get that.
What shows have you guys binge watched?
Recently? I'm trying to think.
Well, I mean, like, ones where we were just like
Lost. Like,
yeah, I feel like I could never get into
24
that.
Is another one.
24 I heard was good. Yeah, I need to watch Breaking Bad. That's another thing. I need to let enough time go by to where I forget you guys talking about it, and then I can watch it and not have shit ruined.
Oh, actually, do Better Call Saul too. Yeah. After you watch, I guess it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter what order.
But
yeah,
that's over for the year, so.
There you go. That's really good.
Yeah, that's a spinoff from like one of the characters from
Yeah, Bob Odenkirk.
Was it worth it, or was it kind of like, all right, now they're just
I was very skeptical at first,
it
but
was
it's totally
really,
worth it.
Really good.
Bob Odenkirk rules.
Bob Odenkirk is a
I don't even know his character, but I just know him as an actor, and
well, he
great.
Was great on Fargo in the Fargo TV show too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a great show too.
Yeah, he was Odenkirk was on that too.
Yeah, yeah, he was good. I'm trying to think. Binge watch. Oh, have you guys seen Newsroom? I always bring
I've
up
seen Newsroom. Yeah,
that's a good binge watching show.
Yeah. I've seen whatever.
You don't like it?
I like it to a point. I guess my
it's
problem
Aaron Sorkin
is,
that bothers you, isn't it?
Aaron Sorkin. I had no problem with him beating up the GOP when they were being assholes, but it just bothered me. Like Aaron Sorkin is, and I like Aaron Sorkin. That's the thing. Like I like Sports Night, his other shows.
Such a liberal though.
But it's just like where I really got pissed was there was a scene when they were like. They were doing the whole campaign thing, and they were
and the guy slapped the kid.
No, that's
and different. You're like, oh my god, they're gonna talk about this for 7 more episodes.
Marie really does not like the slap. was when they were talking to like the Ron Paul supporter, and they made her out to be like this crazy, like dumb ditzy bitch.
Well, the whole point of the thing was for the second or first, it was to trash the Tea Party. Like that was Aaron Sorkin's entire mission of writing the show. It almost seemed like
I know, and I get it. Everyone has their own agenda.
Dialogue was so good, though.
Whatever. Yeah, no, the dialogue is good, but I mean, you know, like I said, I like Sorkin. I like his writing. I think he's good. It's just he's too agenda driven. It's like enough, yeah. Buddy. You know, we get it.
As conservative as I am, I was able to look past that and just look at the.
No, I know. And so I can't do it. And my problem is, I don't even give a shit. A lot of stuff I agree with what you were saying. It's just, I don't like when people aren't honest. I don't like when people don't really dissect both sides, you know?
Right, right.
Another reason, like I said, I always go back to why I really like John Oliver. Unlike other people who pretend to be like, I'm going to bash both sides like Jon Stewart does, and I don't want to get into a fight with Western Echo over this because he loves Jon Stewart. But unlike that, he goes after both sides hard. And not fucking around.
Here's the thing. He's not a side-driven guy. Yeah. He's a topic-driven
exactly.
guy.
Exactly. There you go. That's
he
a good
takes
point.
A topic, regardless of what side is supporting it, and then just points out the ridiculousness
because
of it.
Because everyone's a dick.
Like, a perfect example is he was talking about the IRS. He did this whole thing on the IRS, and he was talking about, you know, how the IRS was purposely targeting, like, you know, GOP groups. Remember, they got caught with that. They were purposely a couple years ago targeting GOP groups and like auditing them extra than liberal groups, you know, during the election time.
Right, right, right.
And he goes, you know, that's not right. Like, you know, the IRS should be fair. And, you know, they should also audit really bad liberal groups. And if they want to find out what those are, just follow Alec Baldwin and see what he's talking about. And that was really funny, you know. And I appreciate that. I just appreciate when people are honest. And what bothers me is when you try to. It just seems like exactly when they're topic driven, when it's based on the issue at hand and not on like, well, ooh, Obama's awesome because he fucking rules.
Well, yeah, you want to find out everything you can about the thing you're talking about and point out, you know, the beginning, the middle, and the end, and tell a story mm-hmm. like normal people.
He interviewed Edward goddamn Snowden. He interviewed. Did you see that?
He did.
Not only did he interview Edward Snowden. He basically
you know nothing, Edward Snowden.
He does know nothing. He made basically the whole. He broke down the whole NSA leak thing into dick pics, and it was. You want me to just play that little part because I think you'll enjoy it.
Yes, yeah, I would like it very sure. much.
Because I mean,
that.
It was.
Do
amazing
not play the
him.
Slap again.
I will not play this. I promise you. I won't. I
love how mad that made Marie. That made my night.
Do not play the slap again. That kid deserved it.
Oh. See, that's the thing. Is that like bring it back full circle? We're talking about great shows here, and then you go back to the slap, and it's like, what? Who is running NBC at this point? Like that's retarded.
American Idol. Oh, wait. No, that's still ABC. Damn it. What's on NBC? Nothing. Slapping.
Jimmy Kimmel. Not Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Fallon.
All right.
Can one of them go by Jim or James so we don't have to keep confusing this?
All right. So right now, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but he's interviewing a...
Yes, here we go.
No two surveillance. Can they see my dick?
Yes.
Oh, let me back it up a bit because that was... He was breaking it down too. Here we go.
Well, first of all, how did he get an interview with the guy? He just flew to Russia?
He took a week off of his show and he flew to Russia. And
just for this. Wow.
And at first he was worried because Snowden was like 2 hours late. So he was like, this is why he's also honest. He was recording himself off, you know, waiting for him going, he's not going to show up. Like he's not going to, like being sincere, not even joking. Like he's not, why would he show up? And his producer's like, don't worry, he's going to show up. And he's like, well, my argument is, why would he? Let me just keep playing it.
Yeah. Did you do this to solve a problem?
I did this to give the American people a chance to decide for themselves the kind of government they want to have. That is a conversation that I think the American people deserve to decide.
Oh, there's no doubt it is a critical conversation, but is it a conversation that we have the capacity to have? Because it's so complicated, we don't fundamentally understand it.
It is a challenging conversation. I mean, it's difficult for most people to even conceptualize.
Are they still talking about the slap?
The internet is...
No. Yes, Edward Snowden...
Here's the thing.
Difficult to conceptualize.
Yeah.
Brian Edwards, Barbara Walters, Oprah, nobody could fucking interview, but John Oliver could.
And not only that, he
has the greatest team ever. Either that or Snowden was a fan.
Yeah, it might be that. Let's play it.
Massively complex, and so much of it is invisible. Service providers, technicians, engineers, the phone number.
Okay, let me stop you right there, Edward, because this is the whole problem.
Right.
This is the whole problem. I glaze over because it's like the IT guy comes into your office and you go, oh, shit.
In fairness.
Oh, shit. Don't teach me anything. I don't want to learn. You smell like canned soup.
It's a real challenge to think.
And the thing is, everyone knows what he means. I know exactly.
Did John Oliver just do the I was not listening?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he does, but he's by him more.
Yeah.
He's trashing his face, telling me he smells
it gets...
You lost me like 2 cents here ago, dude.
That is
we
so
communicate things that require...
Pause. Yeah, here's the thing. The reason why that is so brilliant, he's the only person you interview, but he's still, he's doing a bit.
Oh,
like,
he doesn't,
so
no, he doesn't even, watch, trust me, this is a little long, 5 minutes, it pays off.
Sort of years and years of technical understanding, and compress that into seconds of speech. So I'm sympathetic to the problem there.
But the thing is, everything you did only matters if we have this conversation properly. So let me help you out there. You mentioned in an interview that the NSA was passing around naked photos of people.
Yeah, this is something where it's not actually seen as a big deal in the culture of NSA because you see naked pictures all of the time.
That terrifies people. Because when we ask people about that, this is the response you get.
The government should not be able to look at dick pictures. If the government was looking at a picture of Gordon's penis, I definitely feel it would be an invasion of my privacy.
Yes, if the government was looking at pictures of my penis, that would upset me.
They should never, ever, the U.S. government have a picture of my dick.
If my husband sent me a picture of his penis and the government could access it, I would want that program to be shut down.
I would want the dick pic program changed.
I would also want the dick pic program changed.
I think it would be terrific if the program could change.
I would want it to be tweaked. I would want it to have clear and transparent laws that we knew about and that were communicated to us to understand what they were being used for or why they were being kept.
Do you think that program exists?
I don't. I don't think that program exists at all.
No.
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 If I had knowledge that the U.S. government had a picture of my dick, I would be very pissed off.
Well, by the way, he's showing Snowden these videos. So let's keep.
The good news is there's no program named the Dick Pic Program. The bad news is they are still collecting everybody's information, including your dick pics.
What's the over-under on that last guy having sent a dick pic recently? You don't need to guess. I'll show you.
I did take a picture of my dick. And I sent it to a girl recently.
I love that guy!
Yep. This is the most visible line in the sand for people. Can they see my dick? So with that in mind, look inside that folder. That is a picture of my dick. So let's go through each NSA.
He gave him a physical file with a picture of his real penis in it.
And in a manila
one
folder.
One of the only people who can interview this guy, and this is where he goes.
Oh, God, he gets better.
Fucking brilliant, man.
A program and explain to me its capabilities in regards to that photograph of my penis. So, 702 surveillance, can they see my dick?
Yes. The FISA Amendments Act of 2008, which Section 702 falls under, allows the bulk collection of internet communications that are one end foreign.
Bulk collection, now we're talking about my dick.
He high-fived him!
You get it, though, right?
I do.
He high-fived him!
You get it, though, right?
Right, because of... Yeah, because of... Yeah, anyway.
So, if you have your email somewhere like Gmail, hosted on server overseas or transferred overseas or at any time crosses outside the borders of the United States, your junk ends up in the database.
So it doesn't have to be sending your dick to a German?
No. Even if you send it to somebody within the United States, your wholly domestic communication between you and your wife can go from New York to London and back and get caught up in the database.
Executive Order 12333, dick or no dick?
Yes. EO 12333 is what the NSA uses when the other authorities aren't aggressive enough or they're not catching as much as they'd like. For example...
Okay, so how are they going to see my dick? I'm only concerned about my penis.
When you send your junk through Gmail, for example,
yeah,
that's stored on Google's servers. Google moves data from data center to data center, invisibly to you without your knowledge. Your data could be moved outside the borders of the United States temporarily. When your junk was passed by Gmail, the NSA caught a copy of that.
Prism.
Prism is how they pull your junk out of Google with Google's involvement. All of the different Prism partners, people like Yahoo, Facebook.
Now keep in mind, we're talking about dick pics, but the sad part is they could really do all this shit.
Book.
Here's the thing,
Google.
Though. Is yeah. this... Oh, pause.
Yeah.
Is this really news to anybody? I always assumed that that is a possibility anyways.
Well, here's what's funny, Dutch. Hold on. Those same people that were talking about the dick pic thing, I didn't play because it would be too long. But before that, those same exact people that were interviewed had no idea who Edward Snowden was or what he did or what the NSA could do. So they were pointing out people care more about their dick pics than actually security leaks. I think that was his point.
Oh, okay.
The average
well,
person.
Well, not even the big part. Security, are you talking about like, I thought the whole point about this whole thing is the fact that, okay, they can tap into anything. If you log in online, the government could tap into it. I assume that the day I went on AOL when I had dial-up.
It's not even that the government could tap into it. It's not just internet. It's phone calls. It's text messages. It's not just that. It gives them the wider range to do. You could send a text message to somebody, and it's stored on a server. And they were talking about earlier about there's a certain revision, and I forgot what number it is. I think it's 112 or something like that, which is also a great R&B band. That says that the law is so vague that government can ask a business for any material about you, and you don't have to be a terror suspect, literally anything about your life, and businesses have to give it to them, and no matter what.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. Let's play more. It's almost done.
The government deputizes them to be sort of their little surveillance sheriff.
They're a dick sheriff.
Correct.
Upstream.
Upstream is how they snatch your junk as it transits the internet.
Okay, Mystic.
If you're describing your junk on the phone, yes.
But do they have the content of that junk call or just the duration of it?
They have the content as well, but only for a few countries. If you are on vacation in the Bahamas, yes.
And finally, and do you need to remind yourself?
No, I'm just not sure what to do with this. It's a lot of...
Just hold on to it.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, it is a lot of responsibility. That's the whole point.
Should I?
No, you should absolutely not. And it's unbelievable that you would do that. Actually, it's entirely believable. 215 metadata.
No.
It's hilarious.
That's a really good joke.
Good.
But
come on, Ed.
They can probably tell who you're sharing your junk pictures with because they're seeing who you're texting with, who you're calling.
If you called a penis enlargement center at 3 a.m. and that call lasted 90 minutes.
They would have a record of your phone number calling that phone number, which is a penis enlargement center. They would say they don't know it's a penis enlargement center, but of course they can look it up.
Edward, if the American people understood this, they would be absolutely horrified.
I guess I never thought about putting it in the context of your junk.
Would a good takeaway from this be, until such time as we've sorted all of this out, don't take pictures of your dick. Just don't do it anymore.
No, if we do that, if we...
Wait, hold on. What you're saying, no? Yeah. You should keep taking pictures of your dick.
Yes, you shouldn't change your behavior because a government agency somewhere is doing the wrong thing. If we sacrifice our values because we're afraid, we don't care about those values very much.
That is a pretty inspiring answer to the question, hey, why did you just send me a picture of your dick? Because I love America, that's why.
So dude, you know what, dude? I actually like Snowden more after that.
Right?
Because he saw the bit that he was doing, but he's like,
yeah,
okay.
He didn't get mad.
I'm going to use this as an example. I'm going to relay the information. I'm not going to be one of these idiots that doesn't get it.
Yep.
He got it, but at the same time, he was explaining what he was doing. You know, I appreciate the guy more now.
I agree. I mean, but basically, for people that don't know, but he used to work at the NSA, and he got all these documents of them doing shady shit. Now he doesn't
release it to the internet.
Well, not to the internet. That was the WikiLeaks guy. He was more responsible than the WikiLeaks guy. He said he didn't want the responsibility and didn't feel he should make the decision, so he gave it to journalists.
Essentially means you released it. I mean,
not necessarily because
he didn't publish it, but he gave it to guys he knew who could
exactly.
Publish it.
And also, watch the whole interview. It's great because Oliver hits him on that too, saying how, you know, this is security risk and, you know, people could. And he's honest about the whole thing. But I just thought it was, like you said, amazing to me that he flew to Moscow and did an interview with him was really, you know, like, I
and
didn't
nobody
see
else can do.
Yeah.
And then he's going with a dick pic angle at the same time was able to get the kids.
He gave him a picture of his penis in a file folder. That's funny. That's literally ballsy.
But that's pretty much exactly what John Oliver does is he takes really important, scary shit that people won't pay attention to and dumps it down to a point where everyone pays attention to it.
Last week,
not dumbs it down, funnies it down.
Yeah, last week he was talking about the IRS and at the end he had Michael Bolton, yes, the real Michael Bolton, sing a serenading love song, how the IRS is like the anus of the country. And it was very funny. And it's like Michael Bolton's, by the way, talk about someone I respect even more now too. Michael Bolton has gone full out making fun of himself, and I appreciate it.
Michael Bolton has had a total resurgence.
It's been 20 fucking years, and he's finally starting to not take himself so serious. Because for a while there, he was just like, I'm an artist, and I'm out of here.
Are you sure? So. Are you sure he just didn't have the right outlet to show people how funny he was?
Like Madonna. Madonna got that chance and she fucking knocked it out of the park.
That's what we do on this show, people. We bring it around full circle, high five Royce.
All around. Just like Madonna showed us that she's more than just a singer. She's an artist.
Right.
No.
Hey, Marie, remember the slap?
Oh, my God. Why was there 8 episodes? Seriously. By episode 3, couldn't they all just agree? Yeah, that kid was being a dick. He kicked him in the shin. The kid was being a dick. Like the kid can hit you. Kid can hit you, but you can't hit the kid back.
The slap. When you whisper it, it's more ominous. The slap.
Yeah, I'd rather give the kid the clap.
Well, that's what Leia's gonna give her kids. So don't worry about it.
What was? Hey.
Full circle again, bringing it back.
I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you.
Aww. Oh, that was so happy.
I can keep going.
I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. Who's got the clap? I do.
Yeah.
Teen girls are embracing yoga pants and abandoning denim jeans.
Yes.
Yes.
A new survey by Piper Jaffray shows that teen girls prefer, quote, fashion athletic brands over denim based brands, underscoring a broader shift in how women are dressing.
I agree and feel the same way.
This. Really? You're going more yoga pants?
I have intentions to go shopping this weekend to buy more of comfy pants and to throw away less of these restrictive jeans.
Here's what's happening, Dutch. I'll explain very simply what's happening with Marie. And you know this, Dutch, because you know Marie for a long time. Marie traditionally usually hangs out with dudes and fucking sick people like us, crazy, just sicko, disgusting people. And recently, Marie has been gaining a couple of new female friends. So to her, she's still exploring what it's like not to be punching people, digging in the dirt and climbing trees. So this is all new to her. And I'm very excited for her. It's very nice seeing her embracing
it. Not only on top of that, for listeners who don't know, Marie is the only girl in her family. Yes. She only has brothers.
She's the youngest, too. Yeah.
Youngest, yeah.
So she was a tomboy all the way.
Marie's a dude. Let's just put it that way.
Hey.
With a nice big cock.
Hey.
Who apparently is somebody else's wife and is...
Oh, my God. We have to bring that up.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Should we get into that after this whole story real quick?
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
We can get into that in a second. I'm sorry. Basically, okay, let's see here. The trend wearing workout clothes on the regular is stronger than ever among girls who are increasingly training their demers for athleisure. Oh, I hate that word. Athleisure clothes? According to a new survey by Piper Jaffray, almost... And they have basically a pie chart here in the fact that, like, denim sales is dying with women. And they're just young.
Well, yeah, because one, denim jeans are fucking expensive, and they never fit right, ever.
Hello, Ross or TJ Maxx.
Whoa, you got to boil the denim first.
No, seriously, what? Because...
Always Sunny, boiled denim.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. I'm sorry.
Jeans never fit girls right. They're frustrating as fuck to purchase, because you feel like a fat ass, because they start out at 00, and they have... just cuts that don't fit anyone that isn't fucking no-hipped whatever. You always have the weird gap in the back of your butt, and then it's too tight on the thighs. And if you buy yoga pants, then you just have pants that conform to the body that you already have.
When Marie
basically this is my ass, and here you go, and I don't actually have to find anything that makes it look better. This is exactly what it is.
When Marie takes her jeans off, she's always like, my vagina's barking. And I get it, you know? It's tough.
Sherry, are you a fan of the yoga pants, or is that not a thing up north?
I love me some yoga pants.
Yeah?
Kings love them.
I thought maybe you girls would expand on that, but apparently not. So.
There's nothing else to say.
Do you love leggings for you?
Go ahead.
I mean, I wore some leggings recently out to a Moe's, and I stopped an old man in his tracks.
Oh, God, that was hilarious.
Did you really?
Yeah, okay.
How did he stop?
I was just going over to the trash to empty out my trays and to put everything away as I was finishing up, and he was walking.
Well, I'll explain because I saw it. Okay. You weren't looking.
Hold on, were you wearing yoga pants?
I was wearing yoga pants.
We were over at our friend's house, and Marie had jeans, and she's like, "Oh, you want to wear my yoga pants?" And she's like, "Yeah, okay." So we wear yoga pants on. Now, for those who don't know, Marie's butt is like, I think the black people call it a badunkadunk. So
black dudes love Marie's.
It's redonk. So we were at a Moe's, which is a classy Mexican restaurant. If you don't know, so we were at this Moe's house, and I was blown. No, we were at a Moe's, and we were eating. And Marie walked up to where the napkins and like the trash was, and she was, you know, doing some stuff over there. This dude who had nothing to do over there, this is like an older dude. Like the only way to explain, he looks like Right Said Fred now, you know. and no, seriously. So he just like he's standing there and he just starts eye fucking her from like really funny. And my friend I was with saw it too, and we made eye contact. People started cracking up, going, "Did you see what he just did? Like you made that guy that old man's fucking year. Like he went home and furiously masturbated after eating a burrito. Like it was ridiculous. Like he needed nothing from there. He just stopped, looked like just not even like, oh, I'm gonna take a little peek. Like just sunk it all in." Exactly, and left.
Here's the thing, dude. I find myself doing that creepy old man stare when I see yoga pants out, especially with a girl who, they, you know, it fits well. Mm-hmm. Where she's just like, oh.
Yeah, yes. No, yoga pants are, I'm telling you, the best.
You know, like when your lower jaw juts over, like your front teeth, and you're just like, oof, yeah. Mm.
Well, Dutch, you know who probably appreciates men with yoga pants? And I want to play, I need to play this for you.
Because that. It's amazing.
This happened in your town. Denver. Shit.
How great is this?
TSA screeners at Denver Airport.
Hold on.
Wait, why are we going
to talk about the other thing first?
Do you want to do it with 10 minutes? I'd rather talk about that tomorrow when we have more time, to be honest with you.
You want to talk about tomorrow? Okay, let's do it tomorrow.
Oh, whatever. I just want to play this for Dutch. TSA screeners at Denver manipulated system to grope men's genitals. Yeah, I have a video. I can play it.
Developing tonight at 10, TSA screeners at Denver International Airport accused of using their positions to intentionally fondle and grope male passengers as they pass through security. Investigator Brian Moss uncovered the plot and is breaking that story tonight live from DIA.
Your genitals. Your genitals.
What?
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia.
Now, Dutch, question. Have you ever flown out of Denver?
Yes.
Have you ever got
every single time I get pulled over or pulled out of line every time I fly?
Well,
and I get filled up.
Okay, well, maybe we figured out why. Here we
go. I'm not even joking. Like, I
believe
really
you. Check it out.
It's a story you'll see only on CBS4 tonight.
Karen, two TSA screeners here at DIA have been fired. One of them admitting that they were manipulating the security checkpoint systems here at the airport to allow a male TSA screener to grope and fondle male passengers departing from DIA. Here's how they did it.
A TSA worker blew the whistle on the checkpoint fondling last November, saying that a male colleague told her he gropes male passengers coming through screening. According to this Denver police report obtained by CBS4, the male worker told his colleague, when a male he finds attractive comes to be screened by the scanning machine, he will alert another TSA screener to indicate to the scanning computer that the party being screened is a female. When the screener does this, the scanning machine will indicate an anomaly in the genital area, which...
Because females don't have pee-pees. Yes.
Yes. I think I got felt up by this guy.
Yep. Okay.
I'm not even fucking with you, dude. I'm not even trying to make a bit for the radio.
I believe you. There was two of them, actually.
Before you even played the story, I told you that I get felt up almost every... Well, I exaggerated every time.
A lot.
Every other time I go. And I fly a lot. Dude, could you play the video on my end so I can actually see this guy?
Oh, no, they don't. They never show him. The reason I'm playing it, it's all the shots are just shots of generic airport. Like, there's no. Yeah, it's just, you know, stock footage is what you see. Yeah.
Then allowed the male TSA agent to do a pat-down search on the male passengers. 3 months after that tip, a TSA supervisor watched the security area to see if it was true. It's unclear why it took the TSA
three months
to look into the information. The investigator watched as a male passenger entered the scanner and saw the male TSA agent appear to give a signal to another screener. Then, says the investigator, he saw the female accomplice press a button indicating the passenger was a female. The scanner alerted to an anomaly, and the investigator then watched the male TSA agent conduct a pat-down of the passenger's front groin and buttocks area with the palm of his hands, contrary to TSA policy.
Oh my God.
TSA investigators...
I've totally been felt up by this guy.
So, explain. Was there an anomaly in the system, Dutch?
I don't remember an anomaly, but I just remember that... I don't remember every time I fly, but like I remember it was like... That was a little aggressive. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when you go... I'm not making a bit for the radio right now.
I believe you.
I'm not.
Show me on the doll where the TSA agent touched you.
Right here and right here.
On your pee-pee?
Right here.
Oh, no. He touched his little no-no parts.
Oh, Dutch. Are you okay?
Ask Kelsey.
Then interviewed the female TSA employee who confessed to the fondling conspiracy, saying that she had done it at least 10 times.
Was up during work.
Both TSA agents have been fired. Security cameras captured the March incident, but that
fired. Now, keep this in mind. If it would have been dudes fondling girls or whatever, they would have been prosecuted.
Arrested.
and they wouldn't have waited 3 months. They waited three months after they're fondling people's dicks.
They had to get solid evidence.
Rock solid evidence.
Video.
They needed hard proof, you know?
Not be released.
You know what it was, though?
The TSA says it has
there was
not
no
been
males
able to
complaining.
Identify the male passenger who was flying
Sorry,
on
this
Southwest
video's
Airlines.
Terrible.
Denver police investigated this.
Sorry. Go ahead, Dutch.
There was no...
male
passengers complaining about sexual harassment. If it were the other way around, like the case you just gave, it would have been, you know, sexual harassment, and then there would have been a lawsuit. Yeah. Nobody was complaining because guys were just like, well, that was a little weird. Like the way I You're always right. thought about it, every time I get felt up, I'm like, well, that's a little weird. But I don't think about it because I'm just trying to get to my flight.
Did he get a full grab of your junk?
You know how many dudes must feel ugly now that they've watched your story and live in Denver? And are like, yes, I fly all the time. I fly all the time, and this dude never touches my cock. Am I ugly?
I was thinking about it. Yeah, he did.
So what? Big deal.
Did you get a half chub?
No. I feel like I need to talk to a priest afterwards.
He got a full chub. And it's not that Dutch is attracted to men. It's just those gloves, those latex gloves. Get
he
it.
I got molested
hands.
In an airport. Yeah.
Better than being molested
hands.
By a manatee.
As a possible
At the very
sex
least
assault.
One time. I know one time for sure,
with no
but
victim,
there's so many times where you're
no
going early
case.
In the morning. Or just play it over me.
I can't, Dutch. Understand, it's not me.
Close the whole
now,
browser.
Okay,
long
I'm done. I'm done with this video.
Agents.
It's closed. It's closed. Close. I can't. It's a piece of shit. Because they decide they're too good, so they have to have their generic fucking meat video player from fucking 1944. Oh, sorry. But yeah, no, maybe you were, Dutch. I mean...
You want to talk about it, buddy?
I was. And I have been. Because I fly a ton.
And you will continue to do so.
Huh?
Now Dutch is going to start flying with short shorts. And just really ask for it
Dude,
at the
I'm
airport.
Gonna fucking, I'm gonna take a libido pill and and put on sweatpants.
That would be hilarious to full erection. I got your anomaly. That'll be the sequel to the slap. It'll be the fucking boner. It'll be
exactly.
great. It just grabs your dick, a TSA agent. We have an anomaly. It does sound like the fucking start of a horrible TSA porn. You know, we have an anomaly in your pants, sir.
That is, oh my God. And they just were fired. They weren't charged with anything.
Fired. 3 months.
Sexual misconduct. Because obviously it was, you know, some fagula.
They came out, the records came, Freedom of Information records came out last year. Over 400 TSA agents were fired for theft of people's products. 400. Last year alone.
Well, how do they do that when the person standing right? You know what they do is they probably lift it and do like the sleight of hand thing.
Yep.
I was gonna say like because every time my bag is checked, I'm staring right at them. But yeah,
no, all the time. Think it's not even it might be good or not good at it is, you know, you take your iPad out. So the iPads like remember
you take your iPad in.
You take your iPad out. Remember we played the video of the reporter that went to the guy's house and like the iPad had an alarm on it and he started playing it and started beeping in the TSA agent's house and he's like, oh, I didn't even know. He's like, you idiot, didn't even take the wipe it. What a moron.
Just the fact that agency exists is fucking.
But they're so well trained, Dutch.
They're not.
They are military.
It's like, if that's gonna be an agency, it needs to be like a national run agency, like something that's like the army, where you have to. You're getting paid a shitload of money, but hey, at the same time, you got to go through this amount of trainings.
Yeah,
Rose.
Exactly. Not be somebody who they transfer from the DMV because they have a fucking tenure and it's so hard to fire them.
Fucking Juanita and Rashondo.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm gonna hook up my homie over here. He likes the dicks. So I'm gonna
way this guy wouldn't take his shoes off. There's not no one looks down. Like, why would you?
That's true. I guess that's true. No one would look down, but I mean.
I don't take my shoes off. I haven't. Hold on. Let me rephrase that. When I got indignant about 2 months ago after I got molested the last time in DIA, I haven't taken my shoes or my belt off. I haven't gotten stopped once for that. Every other time, though, well, I get stopped for other reasons because it's like, sir, you can't take a Leatherman in your backpack. I'm like, I'm sorry, you know. Because that's actually just me being absent-minded, and I'll just accidentally throw something I know you're not supposed to take on in my bag. Or just, I forgot that I have like a bottle of water in my backpack, and I'm just like, yeah, whatever.
I don't know. It's just whatever. I think it's it's funny that first off, they should be not only fired, prosecuted, because you can't go around touching people's dicks.
Exactly.
I mean, you can if it's wanted, but you can't unwantedly go around touching people's cocks.
That is kind of fucked up that he had like a tag team partner, though.
I know. Like, hey, let's I want to touch this dude's dick.
Like the Bushwhackers of dick touching.
How many times do you think that guy fucking shot a goddamn load thinking of some guy's ass and fucking...
It's probably one of those guys. It's like one of those, like, yeah, a jerk off in public kind of guys. Yeah. And then he's like one of those who like stores it in a Rolodex and his brain goes in the bathroom and just jerks off. Oh. I just assume all gay guys like that.
Well, I guess we're wrapping up, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Tomorrow... So, Hippo Juice.
Mitch, why are you better aside from not talking all night?
I am better than you because hopefully in about a week's time, I'm going to have my dick grabbed by the TSA on my way to Live 3 in Florida.
Boom. I hope you get butt raped at the TSA. Sherry, why are you better?
I am better than you because I'm not ready for this. My puppies are being born literally right now.
Ooh.
moment.
Really?
Yeah, like literally, we got an email like 20 15. Minutes ago.
Oh, they're not in the house. It's somewhere else.
No, if they're being born in the house, we probably wouldn't be here.
I was going to say, if you were going to do that, why isn't we doing like a live birth right now? I would go late for that.
There would be. If it was happening right now, I'd drag the dog down
Puppy!
Here and just yell the whole time.
Puppy!
Marie, why are you better?
I'm better because I'm going to take the slap off air.
Single-handedly. Roy's why you're better.
I'm better because I want to fuck my kid's friend. Fix my mic.
When we do this bit, sometimes there's certain things that are so out of context. If you just tune in and be like, what?
Listen back if you want to know, or if not, assume the worst.
Doing
assume the worst
and I'm better than you because apparently this show is so boring my girlfriend falls asleep halfway through it.
I don't blame her. Kelsey? She's birthing kids.
Hey,
pee on her.
Apparently I'm supposed to pee on you. Oh, she's mad now because I woke her up. Anyways, we'll see you guys. What are you wearing, Sherry?
It says I would kern you so tight.
What is it?
I don't even know what that means.
What does that mean?
Kerning in graphic design is squishing the letters so they're closer together. So it's like I would kern you so tight. I just ripped my headphones.
I want to kern your neck so tight right now.
I want that house to get set on fire and both of you die inside of it.
It's a graphic design joke. Do you not like graphic design jokes?
I hate it. I hate every part of it.
It's a Picasso.
I don't explain it. Doesn't make it any better, you weirdos.
It's a Warhol. Duh.
All right, you guys. Thanks for listening so much. We'll see you tomorrow night. Hippo Juice right here on MLR. Don't forget, live event 2 weeks from now, or at least from this Thursday, or Friday, sorry, or 1 week. Fuck me. Why am I doing plugs? You guys are better at this than I am.
Thanks for listening, guys. We appreciate it.
I was trying to plug the live event. That's why I tried to
throw
it
over
you. Yeah,
you plugged it great. April 25th. Lakeland, Florida. Go there, be there or be square. And I don't want to call you guys squares because you're my friends.
That's a little strange. All right, so you guys, we will see you next week.
I'll see you whenever I damn well and ready.